This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photography studio. Go to photosimile.com. Today we have on the show Julie Adair King. She's the author of Digital Photography for Dummies. Hey, that's me. At a Wiley publication. And she's a photographer, graphics software specialist. She deftly explains such concepts as resolution, f-stop, compression. She's also refreshingly upfront about the difference between film-based and digital photography, and today she's going to share with us insights on selecting digital cameras in time for the holidays. Welcome to the show, Julie, and for newbies to digital photography, can you explain megapixels to us?
Yes. Megapixels is the buzzword that everybody knows, and they all think they need lots of them, but nobody's quite sure why, so that's a good question.
Yeah.
Think of megapixels as the basic building block of a digital photo. And the more you have, the larger you're going to be able to produce a good print.
Oh, that makes sense.
With lots of detail and clarity. That said, even the low-end digital cameras these days have 3 megapixels, which is more than enough to give you a decent 8x10. So people get a little bit carried away on the thinking they need 6, 8, 10 megapixels, when in reality, most people don't need all that much more.
Yeah, that's something we've learned recently, isn't it? I mean, because in the beginning when digital cameras first came out, everybody was really selling, you know, the quantity of megapixels.
But, right. Well, because, and then it was very important in the beginning because a lot of cameras didn't have enough megapixels to give you even a good 4x6. But now that megapixel race is sort of over, and I suggest that people, you know, for most people, 4 is going to be plenty. If you like to print like 11x14s or larger, or you like to do a lot of cropping of your photos, then you might want to go a little higher, 5 or 6 megapixels. But otherwise, I would put my money into a longer zoom lens.
There you go.
You know, a better... People forget that it's not just about megapixels that makes a good picture. It's also a good quality lens and good quality camera innards, if you will.
Right. Well, Tamron Lenses, one of our sponsors, was certainly thank you for mentioning that, and I agree wholeheartedly. Well, let me ask you, there's so many digital cameras out there. You know, how do we narrow down the choices when we're buying a camera, either for ourselves or as a gift for someone?
It is a daunting task. One thing I'll get off right off the bat is if you're buying for a preteen or a child that you want to get started with an inexpensive digital camera, there are some cameras out there marketed to that age group that don't use the removable memory cards. So every time you want to print a photo, you have to physically connect the camera to a computer.
Oh, that's work.
That will drive you quickly crazy as a parent.
Yeah.
So I suggest you instead look for, there are just as inexpensive ones that do have the removable memory. Now, when you get into what you might want to call real cameras, cameras marketed at adult photographers, they all now have memory cards, so that's not an issue.
Right.
I think you want to think about what kind of photography do you like to take. Do you like to take travel photography and you like to do a lot of zooming? Then you might want to look for a camera that has, you know, most standard is like a 3x zoom. You might want to look for one that has longer than that. If you do a lot of sports photography, maybe you take pictures of your kids playing soccer. Some cameras have faster startup times and faster shooting times than other cameras.
Do you really think it's important to buy a digital camera versus a cell phone, let's say if you're giving it as a gift to a teenager?
Well, boy, that's a good question. Cell phones are great for, I want to share information with you immediately, or like teenagers, I just want to have fun. You're not going to get a good print off of a, or even a very good web picture off of a cell phone. You know, I like to say that a cell phone is as good at taking pictures as a camera is at making telephone calls.
That's a good comparison. I like that.
So, you know, having a camera on your cell phone is great if you get in an accident and you want to take a picture of your car, but as a photography tool, no.
No, yeah. Well, is it important, do you think, to have a viewfinder? and an LCD monitor?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, a lot of manufacturers have stopped putting real viewfinders on the cameras, and I know why they do that, because they see everybody, you know, framing the shots through the monitor. However, if your hands are unsteady, you're going to have to hold the camera out in front of you to take a picture. And that's going to increase the chances that you're going to shake the camera a little when you press the shutter button. Whereas if you have a viewfinder, it's up against your face, you can kind of brace the camera against your face. So if you're looking at a camera that doesn't have a viewfinder, look for a new feature that a lot of them have now. It goes by many different names, but you know, it might be called anti-shake or image stabilization, something that's designed to compensate for any little camera movement that might blur your picture.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea, especially if you're giving a camera as a gift to someone who's elderly. Maybe they're having a little trouble with being steady with the camera.
You know, and you may even want to, if you're buying a gift for a camera for someone else, I would suggest that you get a gift certificate at a good camera store and let them go in and pick out one that feels good in their hands. You know, a businessman might want the little pocket model that fits in his shirt. An elderly person might need a larger viewfinder than a young person. They may be more comfortable with a camera that has a little more heft to it. I have large hands, and some of the little tiny shirt pocket cameras, I'll be darned if I can take a picture without getting my finger over the lens. The point is, it's kind of a personal hold it in your hands decision.
Right. Well, what do you think of as far as like a zoom lens go?
Zoom lens on digital cameras, be real careful. There's two specs you'll see. One will say optical zoom, and one will say digital zoom. Completely ignore digital zoom. It's just a software trickery thing that happens inside the camera, and when you use it, your picture quality goes down. I won't go into all the reasons why. But you want to look for the optical zoom, because that's a true zoom lens.
Right. That's going to give you the best quality.
That's going to give you the best quality. There are also things that happen when you use a true zoom lens, like your depth of field, the area of the picture that's in focus changes when you zoom, which doesn't happen with a digital zoom. Now, advanced photographers will know how to manipulate that and use that to get the effects they want. But you need to know that you're not going to get those true zoom lens effects with the digital zoom.
Right. And I think, too, it's a good idea if you give somebody a camera for Christmas, that if it's a little bit above their learning level or their skill level, maybe give them a gift certificate to a class that they can take.
Yeah, and a copy of Digital Photography for Dummies, too.
There you go. Boy, I knew you'd get that in there. That's perfect. You bet.
You know, and another great accessory gift for people are you can go to a lot of your retail photo labs now and buy a gift card that's good for, you know, like maybe 50 4x6 prints of your digital pictures, which is a real neat thing for people who are new to both digital photography and aren't real comfortable with a computer. I tell people, let the retail stores do your printing at first while you figure out the camera part.
Right.
Then when you're comfortable and you want to get involved with the printing your own, then you do that.
Yeah, and be sure you print them, too. That's an important issue. A lot of people are saving them in their camera. They don't stay there very long.
Well, and we're getting a little concerned about the fact that it's only about 30% of the digital photos that are getting taken are getting printed.
Yeah.
Which means those pictures, you know, 30 years from now, if you're looking for them on your computer's hard drive, you might be disappointed to find you don't no longer have your pictures of your child's first birthday.
Not good.
So I think it's a good idea to get them burned to a CD and also get that print made, so if anything happens to the digital file, you can scan the print for a new original.
Absolutely. Well, aside from zoom and megapixel numbers, what other features should I look for when I'm buying a camera for somebody or for myself?
One thing, back to the monitor thing, is I think you want to go outside with the camera in the bright light and make sure that you can see the image clearly in the monitor. Those monitors tend to vary greatly in terms of their clarity in the bright light. Mm-hmm. You might also look for...
Would those be something, because we put some of your photos up on the website at Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and
mm-hmm.
I see a bright picture of a butterfly on a flower and a little boy's face. Those were taken outside?
Yes. Now, I use a camera that has a viewfinder.
Ah, okay.
So, because I just can't hold the camera still out in front of me like that.
Uh-huh.
And taken outside, it is the monitors tend to wash out, so that's why... I want you to, if you're going to buy one without a viewfinder, take it outside and test it.
Well, these are certainly excellent photos that you've presented here photomall.com and F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L for those just joining the show, .com. And I love some of these images, the little girls, the three little girls walking side by side. That's just so adorable.
Well, you know, and what I love about, and that's a lesson I try to teach people too, because, you know, of course your listeners can't see that picture, but it shows the girls from the back. You don't see their faces. They're walking away from me holding hands.
Yeah.
You know, and so I try to encourage people, even with your family photos, to think of some unusual angles and get some different takes instead of having everybody look at the camera and say cheese.
Yeah, well, the listeners that are online can, if you go to FOTOMALL.com, and you'll see Julie Adair's pictures on the front page, or you can go to the Hall of Fame Gallery, and you'll find her photographs in there, and you'll be able to see those. If you're listening to us on the car radio, as soon as you get home, go to FOTOMALL.com. Now, after I take the pictures, what's the best way to archive the picture files, Julie?
Again, I for people who aren't computer savvy, what my readers do, a lot of people are getting their first computer at the time they get their first digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
So where people get confused and frustrated is the process of getting the camera or the pictures off the camera and onto the computer.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do now is just take your memory card into your local drugstore, your Walmart, wherever. Take your memory card, have them
print them up. Yeah, have them
print pictures and burn it to a CD while you're there.
Excellent. Julie, thank you for that insight today. Come back and see us again, would you?
Thank you. I'd love to.
All right, great. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. Next, we have Aaron Wishick of Wishick.com. Stay with us.
If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you? Never wax again. With the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz radio show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We still do quality E6 processing at ChromeDigital.com. Boy, I'm so excited to have my next guests on. I'm running out of air here. But I have with me Matthew and Aaron Wishick. They are the founders of Wishick Enterprises, which is a web hosting company. They actually host the Photo Mall website, which is my show site, where you can get all the information about the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. Welcome, Aaron and Matthew.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Hi. I'm really excited to have you guys on the show because we made the big announcement that we are now podcasting the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, and you guys are the ones that put it together. So I'm going to ask you just one question, then I'm going to let you take over. I just want to know, what is podcasting, and let's make it a two-part question, and how does it work?
Well, actually, podcasting is a combination of words of broadcasting and iPod. The term can be misleading because neither podcasting or listening to podcasts requires an iPod or any portable player. It also doesn't involve broadcasting or sending out of audio, since what you need to do is have a piece of software that points to a link and it automatically downloads the file for you.
Okay, so in other words, if I get the link, it downloads the file and I can listen to it.
Right. I mean, this is a very revolutionary technology because now you don't have to go to a website and search through and find the archive show that you want to listen to. You know, now you can subscribe to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio podcast, and every week when the new show is available, it automatically is downloaded to your computer, and it could even be synced to an iPod or a portable media player, or you can just listen on your computer at your convenience.
That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's very neat.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the steps involved. So, like, I go to the website right now, and it says subscribe to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio podcast. I click on the link, and there's a list of things to do there. What am I actually doing?
Well, what you're going to do is you need to have a what's called a podcast client or a podcast catcher. And this is a piece of software that actually checks for the new radio shows periodically. And when it finds the new radio show, it will download it. And there's a lot of programs out there that can do this. Apple's iTunes has recently added podcasting, and that's become very popular. And there's actually a link on the site. If you're using iTunes, you can click on that link, and it'll add the podcast right into your iTunes. There's another program if you're more of a Windows user or are interested in other radio broadcasts. The Replay Radio, there's a link there for that as well. So you can click on Replay Radio, download a version of Replay Radio, install that, and then start subscribing to podcasts.
And are these all free?
Absolutely. The Replay Radio is a free download. Eventually, after about 15 minutes, it stops recording. So if you do try to use Replay Radio, you'll have to purchase the software. But other than that, you can use it for free. And let's see, iTunes is free.
iTunes is free, and there are other free podcast catchers out there if you go look for them.
Cool. Well, explain MP3 files.
Well, MP3 file is just basically an audio file format that's compressed, and it's called perceptive coding or perceptual coding. And basically, it's just a way of throwing away bits of information in the audio file that our brains can't process, so we typically don't hear it. And it provides a tremendous amount of compression, which really makes the whole music over internet or audio over internet feasible. If you, in an uncompressed format, one song will take about 50 megabytes, which could take up to an hour and a half to download over a dial-up internet connection. With the MP3 format, you can download that same file in about 20 minutes.
So now I'm going to be able to download podcast the radio show from now on. Is that MP3 or is that going to be traditional?
It would be in the MP3 format.
Okay. Okay. So now that we know that it's going to be in the MP3 format and we know that we can podcast, is this going to happen every week? I mean, can each show be podcast?
Yeah, exactly. After the show is completed, then later that afternoon, the podcast will become available, and if your reader is set up for it, it'll automatically download the show.
Well, what about these little iPod things that people carry around on their hip? Can you actually download it into one of those?
Certainly. In fact, many iPod, podcatcher programs like iTunes can automatically sync the podcast to the mobile or portable media player,
right,
so that you can take it with you and listen to it whenever you like.
Right. And actually, I think the reason why podcasting got started as a word is because I think the original clients were syncing to iPods, and that's where that came in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fascinating information. So now you all know that you can pick up the show on the podcast after the show by going to FOTOMALL.com. Thank you guys for being on the show, and come back again.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled digital photography studio allows anyone to create professional photography results. The combination of a compatible digital camera, Photosimile software, and the controlled lighting environment yield shadow-free and color-accurate images perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, enhanced business communication, and more. Just place your items inside the light box, preview and compose. Then click Snap in the Photosimile software to take the picture. Captured images are automatically sent to your PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to Photosimile.com. That's Photo, SIMILE.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's S-U-T-L-A-W.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's S-H-A-R-P-I-C-S.com.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you today by SharpPix.com, home of the Deflector. For great product photos in a snap, go to SharpPix.com. Next, we have Linda Satgust, and she is the founder and president of ScrappersGuide.com, a company that teaches how to use Adobe Photoshop and Photoshop Elements to create digital scrapbook pages. She also writes 2 monthly e-magazines about digital scrapbooking. One is free and one is by subscription. And she is currently a columnist for Photoshop Elements Techniques, a newsletter. And she also helps people, well, the big thing we're having her on the show today for is good old hard copy photo books. Right, Linda?
That's right, Jack.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I thought we should start off a little bit by educating people on what digital scrapbooking actually is. Can you give us a little idea of that?
Yeah, let me just give it to you in a nutshell. Most people have heard about scrapbooking, but and that's just putting your photos together in an artistic way and putting them into a scrapbook. But digital scrapbooking is where you do it all in the computer. So you take your photos, you take digital files, you put them all together in an artistic sort of way, and then you print them out as one page to put in an album, or you can email them to friends, or you can watch them on a DVD. There's lots of things you can do with them when they're digital.
I actually have a couple of samples up on the website at fotomall.com. If you're just joining us in your car, go to fotomall.com. When you get home, get on the computer and check out some samples. You can also see some of Linda's work by going to, what's your website, Linda?
It's www.scrappersguide.com.
That's what I thought. Scrappers Guide. Well, with our earlier guest, we talked a little bit about digital cameras. What advice would you give people who want to create scrapbook pages if they have a digital camera?
Well, one of the things you can do besides taking lots and lots more pictures than you ever could with the regular camera is to take pictures of artistic elements that you could use on your page. For instance, when I go on a vacation, I take pictures of backdrops that I can use as a background for my photos, or textures that I can combine together in a photo editing program like Photoshop to create these cool-looking backgrounds for my pages. Or I might take a picture of maybe an object, like a seashell, for instance. If I go to the beach and I find some really pretty seashells, I might take a picture of that and then select it out of the photo to use on my scrapbook page. It just kind of dresses up the page.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you want to make the pages look appealing so that when you show them to other people, because most of the time you're going to be telling stories with these photos. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct. And so, you know, as you take pictures, think about what story you want to tell in your scrapbook. And so instead of just taking maybe a picture just at one point, you know, take it along the way at the different steps of where you were, what you did, so that when you tell that story on your scrapbook page, you have the pictures you need, and in future generations, they can look back and just really enjoy that story that you tell.
I'm going to invite Jim Motke, who is my friend and owner of BetterPhoto.com. He has a whole bunch of photographers taking classes there. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Jack.
I know you always have some great questions to ask my guests. What do you have to ask of our guest today?
Well, Linda, I love that idea of shooting backgrounds, by the way. I think that's just a great tip and a great way to add a nice little background to your albums. But my question is really just that, honestly, I feel a little overwhelmed. Is it hard? Does it require an advanced skill with things like Photoshop and that kind of thing?
Well, it does take a little bit of know-how, and you have to use a photo editing program. Mm-hmm. The one that I teach is either Adobe Photoshop or Adobe Photoshop Elements. But I do have a CD that trains people on how to do that. I find that if people just try to do it on their own, they just don't know what to do. But once they see it, they say, oh, that's so simple. And really, you don't have to get complicated to do this. You can really make some very elegant, simple pages. Or you can get as artistic and complicated as you want. You know, it depends on your skill level.
Well, let me, what kind of books do you create, Linda?
Well, I create basically three different kinds of books. I'm a picture book author anyway, and I've published probably over around 30 children's picture books. So that's one thing that I really like to do. And it's easy to do with digital scrapbooking. You can make a picture book for a child or with a child, where you have them help you decide what pictures you're going to take and what you want to put in your book. So that's one of the things that I do. Another thing is heritage albums. You know, we all have those boxes of photos that somebody needs to take a hold of and do something with. So maybe you're the one who gets to do that. If you take those photos and put them in a very nice album and present it to somebody, what nicer gift could you give them? You know, as we approach the gift-giving season, this is one of the best ideas that you can give to somebody who's maybe hard to buy for.
Well, if I can interrupt, I got to really corroborate that because I gave a heritage album to my parents last Christmas, and, I mean, just it blew all the things that we bought out of the water, made
them
cry, and they just loved it. So.
Oh, yes. You know, I have a mother-in-law who doesn't need anything, but she loves photos. And so if I make photo pages for myself, the cool thing about doing it digitally is that I can just make an additional copy for her, and it's no extra effort on my part to run out a separate copy. Or I can upload it to one of these websites that will turn it into a hardbound book and make it look even extra special, like a coffee table book.
Well, help us out on give us some ideas of what kind of picture. I mean, I got boxes of pictures, like you say, you know, closets full. What would make a good picture book?
Well, you kind of have to have a plan of attack. You know, when you have that many photos, where are you going to start? So what I would recommend is that you decide on one person or one couple in your family tree and concentrate on them first. And for me, I felt like it was easier to start with somebody who's still living, with whom I can get together and ask questions. So what I've done is taken my mother's photos, I've scanned them into my computer, you know, fixed them up a bit because some of those old photos need some fixing. And then I showed her each of the photos and had her just talk on a microphone and explain what that photo was, who was in it, and then I asked her questions surrounding it, you know, so that there was a little bit more flavor to the story, not just who or what, but, well, what was going on then, what were you thinking, and questions like that. And so then you can take those photos, and really you don't have to get real complicated. You can maybe start out each chapter of your parents' life, maybe early childhood, and have one major picture and then some text on the right-hand side. You know, turn the page and have several pictures with a little bit of text. So you don't have to get real complicated, but a book like that is so cherished.
Absolutely. Does it help to have a scanner? I mean, do you scan things in?
Yes. With those older photos, of course, you can take them into a service bureau and have them done. That's one way to do it. Or you can even send them to online companies and have them done. But if you have your own scanner, it's kind of nice because some of those photos are very tiny. Have you noticed that? Some of those old photos. So what you can do is decide for each one what resolution you're going to scan it at. And if you scan it at a higher resolution, then you can resize it in your computer and make it a larger photo.
Jim, have you started one for Julian yet?
I actually have. I've done an ABC book, which is like the child picture book that Linda was talking about, where every page is a letter. And on that letter, there are items that are very important to him, like M has a little stuffed doggy that he calls Muffy, you know. I'm very proud of it, it's just a lot of fun.
That is so neat, you know, for a dad to do that for their child.
Yeah, I'm very secure in my masculinity.
Well, you know, it's important for dads. You know, they're going to love to read that book, too. I bet you he loves reading that book.
Absolutely, and I liked what you said too about the children's picture book, that you can do it for them or with them, and I did include him as much as possible, and I think it's a great fun family activity to sit down and go, which picture do you like better, you know, and what would you like to put here, and you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, now you're actually at least in your email, you said somebody was roping you into doing a wedding. So I would imagine that's going to involve some scrapbooking.
Oh, yes. Everything I do involves scrapbooking. I guess I'm just a hardcore scrapbooker. But I went to a wedding recently of a young couple in our church who I don't really know that well, but I kind of, you know, I love to take pictures of weddings. So I just grabbed my cameras. I went out the door. And when I got there, I found out from one of my friends who was officiating at the wedding that they didn't have any money, so they asked her to take the photos, and she'd never done it before, and she didn't really have that great of a camera. So she said, please help me take some pictures. So, you know, I snapped away during the whole ceremony, and afterwards we did some poses, and I did have to go into, thankfully, Photoshop has lots of ways to help you fix up pictures that aren't the greatest. I don't say I'm a very good photographer, but I did get some good pictures, and I wanted to make an album for them, but I don't have time to do it. You know, I'm so busy.
Right.
So I asked a designer friend of mine to make a wedding album, actually several wedding albums.
Now, would this be
website.
Would this be like a hardbound book?
You could either print them out and put them into an album yourself, mm-hmm. or you can actually make them into a hardbound book by uploading them to a website that does that. Okay. Or she actually, this designer named Michelle Shevlin, actually also has wedding photographers who can be licensed to use them for their wedding books.
Wow.
And
well,
they're just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, is she one of the companies you were talking about? We haven't talked about the hardbound books yet. Is that one of these companies?
No, she's That's not. She is a designer.
Oh, okay.
The hardbound book companies, there are several of them. Mm-hmm. There's boundtoremember.com.
Okay.
And I've tried out, there's a peekaboo.com, my publisher, Shutterfly. There are a number of companies out there. If you just type in photo books, you can go in. I will be writing a review of that in my next newsletter that goes out of the different companies that I've tried. And, you know, some of them are better than others, and some of them are easier to use than others.
How can we sign up for your newsletter?
You can go to my website, scrappersguide.com, and there's a form on there where you can sign up.
Okay, and you'll give us the details then on these companies that create the hardbound books.
That's correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, are you going to do a hardbound book?
I certainly am. I'm very interested, and, you know, honestly, when I was asking that question about Photoshop, I was asking it more for, I think, what many people feel, but, you know, I'm comfortable in Elements and Photoshop, and I'm really looking forward to trying it out. And the hardbound book is just a beautiful way to put it all together and make it look really professional.
Well, someday Julian's going to inherit that book, and you know,
yeah.
Someday all of our children are going to, our grandchildren are going to inherit these books that are being created. So
it's an exciting development.
Yeah. Well,
don't you wish we had books like that of our ancestors?
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't that just be the coolest thing?
Yeah, and all the little stories attached to the photos, it would be just so fun.
Yes. So.
Well, I encourage all of you to go to scrappersguide.com then and find out from Linda how to create your own hard book for the holidays, hardbound book for the holidays, or for any occasion, and just for your family heritage, if nothing else.
I'll be checking it out after the show.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show with us today, Linda, and we'll talk to you again sometime in the near future. I think it's an interesting topic.
All right, Jack. Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. We'll be going to your website from this moment forward. All right. Well, next we're going to wind up the show with our friend Jim Modke from BetterPhoto.com. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. This show is syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
I really blew it. Big time. I didn't back up the data on my computer, and guess what happened? Yep, my hard drive crashed. Couldn't even start the computer. Every file kaput, gone, nada. Until you have a blank screen staring you in the face when work needs to get done, you can't imagine the panic I was going through. I mean, everything I need to run my business was on that hard drive. I was going crazy. And the only reason I can speak calmly about it now is that the folks at Data Mechanics were able to recover everything I lost. They're specialists, and they've been bailing businesses' buttocks from hard drive disasters for over 20 years. They got a certified clean room and hardware and software wizards who are relentless when it comes to saving your data. Now, I hope you don't need a disaster like I did to keep your backups current, but if anything should happen, contact the experts at datamechanics.com. That's data, MECHANIX.com. Now, that's all I got to say. I gotta get back to work.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by the best online photography courses in the world, BetterPhoto.com. And I have the guy who will agree with me right now, the founder of BetterPhoto.com, Jim Motke.
Wholeheartedly.
Hi,
even
Jim.
Even if I wasn't the founder. Hi, Jack.
Well, listen, you know, the holidays are right around the corner. Thanksgiving's coming up. And some of us need some help on how to get great family photos, dinner table photos. Do you have any tips for us?
Yeah, absolutely, Jack. I mean, we've had a great show that's kind of leading up to this, you know, talking about how to get a good digital camera to be prepared and then how to put your images into books and albums. I mean, it's all fitting together. And now we can talk a little bit about tips and the techniques and how to do it. And I think you know, I'm going to start off with my tried and true, the thing that you've heard me say before, but it's the most important one, and it's simply to get close. You know, just every time people are faced with a scene, whether it's of the family or all the kids having fun or holiday lights, the temptation is just to use your camera in a wide-angle setting and include it all. And that just results in pictures that are just kind of blah.
Right.
If you want to really get those pictures that have a lot of impact, move in close. If you're photographing holiday lights, for example, the Christmas lights, you know, if you photograph the whole house, it often just won't seem to have the same dramatic appeal. But if you move in really close on one detail, you can create a much more effective photo.
Okay, I got a challenge for you on that. What about the lighting, the flash? If you move in close, won't it wash out the subject?
That's a great question, and you're absolutely right to be afraid of that. And the issue is you got to turn off that flash. And if you have your camera and you're photographing outdoor lights, what you really want to do is set your camera up on a tripod. And if you don't have a tripod, rush out and buy one or put it on your Christmas list right now.
Yeah, they're only 10, 20 bucks for an inexpensive one.
Right. You could get going with a very inexpensive tripod and set your camera up on it and use a long, slow shutter speed to soak in those lights and allow them to be the only light source. And what I really like to do, too, is take that tripod and camera out on an evening when it's been raining, hopefully it's not raining anymore, and look for where those lights are reflecting on wet, colorful surfaces, and you can create some really beautiful abstract images.
Yeah, you get a lot of reflection.
Right, right, you do, and it just, you know, reflections are such a wonderful, like I said, abstract material to photograph. But yeah, you definitely want to turn off that flash. And now that flash, that could lead us perfectly into the discussion of what most people are going to be concerned about photographing, and that's their family and friends. And you mentioned, you know, taking pictures around the dinner table and doing indoor shots, and that is definitely something you want to do. However, what I highly recommend is that you get the gang, you get the group, and especially if it's a bright, overcast day, surprisingly, you don't want a blue sky kind of day. You want a bright, overcast day. You take everybody outdoors and photograph them in a group, and you don't have to worry about posing. Just let people kind of pose themselves. All you really need to do is make them get close to each other. And photograph in this bright, overcast light, and you can turn off your flash and just use the ambient available lighting. Or you can turn it on if you feel like you just need a little bit of extra illumination, like in the eyes and in the shadows of the face, and use it as fill flash.
All right. And now you're not going to get too close if you got a group.
Right, exactly. At that point, you're about, 10 feet away,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to use a wide-angle setting again. You want to generally stay in the semi-telephoto if you can.
Okay, now listen, we got like 40 seconds left. What about pets?
And pets are fantastic, too. Include the pets. And if you want to just photograph your pet by itself, a couple tips here. One is get help. Pets and kids, you know, if you can have someone assisting you, it makes a world of difference. Have someone holding a treat off to the side or some sort of toy that gets the pet's attention. And the number one problem people have is that the pet is going to want to come up and lick the camera. So try putting your little puppy or kitty or other pet on a table or something that will momentarily immobilize them and keep them in place while you photograph
right.
that award-winning picture.
All right. One tip from Jack. Use keys, jingle keys, in front of babies.
It works.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time, Jim.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. This show is syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you've ever needed to take a clean, sharp picture of a product without a distracting background, check out the Deflector from Sharpix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background. When you take a photograph with flash, you'll get a picture with an even white background that'll make your product stand out and get noticed. You get the same floating on-air effect you see in Premiere catalogs, publications, and advertising materials. Before the Deflector, it used to be a tedious, time-consuming task to set up a shoot and get the effect just right. Now you can do it in just minutes and get great results every time. The Deflector is portable, easy to store, and affordable. It's perfect for photographers of any level. Editors, art departments, commercial artists, web designers, graphic artists, and marketers. Create great pictures in a flash at sharpix.com. That's SHARPICS.com.